let yourself feel. What is the experience of sitting? To be alive to the experience, the sensations of just right now being here, meditating together. Perhaps you want to feel into the sensations around your face. A place where we often hold tension. Just natural. Relaxing around the eyes and the jaw. Just noticing what you feel there and relaxing, softening in a way that feels natural without making it a project or that we have to make something happen. Maybe the throat, neck, feeling in there. What are the experiences there? Shoulders. The back. Just tuning into the experience of the body as it sits here. Sensations in the chest. In the belly. Simply allowing these sensations to be known, these experiences to be known. We don't have to go get them. We're more receiving, allowing, being sensitive to. can feel the pressure of the chair or the cushion against our body. The experience of being grounded, connected. And the legs and the feet. Letting them be part of the experience of sitting here. The arms, the hands, of course, as we sit here with the body, we notice the body is breathing. The experience of the chest moving or the abdomen moving. Or maybe the air going in and out of the nose. Allowing the breath to be known, to be received. You don't have to be in a hurry to get somewhere, have a different experience. Can we just be here now? With an environment of care and kindness and respect for our experience. Acknowledging that practice is a movement of kindness. A movement of care. That can flow out into the world as well as be here with this experience. As you be with the breath, as you experience the breath, you might notice what takes you away from the breath. We don't have to make it a problem or insist that it should be different. We can just begin again with the experience of breathing. If the thinking feels really strong, pulling us away from being with the breath or being with the body. We can fold that into our practice, to mindfulness of thinking. And for this, we can be aware of the process of thinking, the experience of thinking, rather than the content. Not so much the topic of the thoughts, not so much what we're thinking about, but experiencing thinking as an activity, as something that humans do. For example, are the thoughts, are they primarily images or sounds, voices? What's the form or the format of thinking? Again, letting the content take care of itself. We're looking at the experience, the way thinking shows up. Maybe there are images that are very clear. Maybe they're very diffuse and unclear. Maybe the images are colorful. Maybe they're more sepia or dull colored without vividness. Maybe they are being projected on a screen, these images. Where is that screen located? Is there a location, is there a region in which it feels like the images associated with thoughts occur? Is it in front of us, inside of the head, in our feet? The belly. There might not be a clear answer. Just a tuning into, becoming sensitive to. The way thoughts are being known. If they're images. In the same way, if thoughts are sounds, maybe a story that's being told, Do we recognize the voice? Is it a familiar one? What is the tone of the voice? Is it loving, caring? Is it neutral? Is it shrill, uncaring, seemingly? And where might be the location of the speakers, so to speak? Just in a relaxed, open way, having some curiosity about location as a way to engage with thoughts that allows us to not be lost in the content, but instead to acknowledge the experience of thinking is just like all other experiences. They arise. They pass away. So thinking doesn't have to be a problem. You can just notice the format, the form, the experience, the process of thinking. And not get involved with the content. In a sense, turning away from the content. as we meditate, we might notice that some thoughts are like novels. Long stories with subplots and twists. Some thoughts, or maybe just a simple sentence. Oh, I've been thinking again. Some thoughts or a simple word, thinking. As we turn towards the process, the form of thinking, tuning into the location of where thoughts might be, or maybe tuning into any sense of pressure or contraction or tightness or sense of compulsion that might be associated with the thinking, as we tune into the physical experience of thinking, the physical perhaps location of thinking, we might discover that these novels get interrupted and turn into a chapter or just a sentence. Or maybe even just a single word. So in some way, translating the experience of thinking into a bodily sensation, feeling it in the expression of being here, allows the thinking to quiet down. Some people, that experience of thinking is maybe obvious, or the sense of contraction or pressure. For some, it might not be so obvious. We don't want to add extra pressure on ourselves, expecting our experience to be a particular way. So in this way, we can simply be with the experience of the breath, and thus the experience of thinking is compelling, is strong, pulling us away. And rather than making thinking be a problem, we just tune in to the physical, bodily, more stable, consistent aspect of thinking, the experience of thinking. And bring our mindfulness to that. When it's no longer compelling, can return to the experience of breathing. If it feels like the thinking is, the pull of thinking is really strong, it might be that there are something underneath that is fueling the thinking, that is providing the energy that gives rise to the thinking. Maybe there are some emotions . Maybe a subtle sense of fear may give rise to lots of planning. Or a sense of remorse may support a lot of memories. In the same way we did with thinking, can we notice the physical sensations associated with emotions? Maybe it feels clear that there is a lump in the throat with sadness, or tightness in the chest with fear. Or maybe it feels soft or fuzzy or light or heavy. Just being open to that, without putting in a pressure on us to figure out exactly what the physical sensations are associated with the emotion that might be fueling the thoughts. We're just being sensitive, listening to the felt experience. The experience might not be steady. It might keep changing or with different waves of intensity or moving around or a feeling of being in flux, slippery even. That's okay. Can we be open to that? Can we draw close to the experience of the body that's associated with emotions or thoughts? Here's a short poem by Izumi Shikibu. Watching the moon at midnight, solitary mid-sky, I knew myself completely, no part left out. So this practice of meditation that we're doing includes a being with, a experiencing, rather than a numbing out. It's not that we are turning off our experience, our ability to be with experiences, or shutting down in some kind of way. We're not closing down, we're not hiding in hermetically sealed bunkers. But instead, we're learning how to, we're practicing with, we are being with whatever is arising. And gaining confidence and some ability, maybe some skill, and to be with whatever's arising without a lot of pushing things away or pulling things in or turning away, turning toward, as best we can. This means that we aren't categorizing all of our experiences in terms of I can be with this, I can't be with that, this is okay, this is not okay. This should be happening, this should not be happening. The more we practice, the more we find that that's not helpful. To make these distinctions, the more we practice, the more the capacity grows to be with all our experiences, even the ones that are unpleasant and unwanted or unfamiliar, as well as the lovely, the beautiful, and just the perfectly mundane, ordinary, non-exciting. Maybe we, in some ways, would have even thought that they weren't even noteworthy. But with meditation practice, certainly during meditation, and then, of course, it bleeds out into our regular life, our non-quote-unquote non-meditative life, this being able to be with whatever is arising. Which, of course, includes being with thoughts. Sometimes we might have this idea that we shouldn't be thinking, that thinking isn't allowed, or something like this. Of course, we are thinking, especially at the beginning of a meditation period. We might notice, if you have some meditation experience, you might be noticing that what used to be, maybe, as I said during the guided, there might be these long novels that are trying to get written during meditation. And as the body settles down, as the mind settles down, as there's more collectedness, more steadiness, more maybe less fragmentation, then we can see that these novels just turn into maybe a sentence. And then we just very simply come back to the sensations of breathing. Or maybe there's been enough quieting that there's just a simple thought, or maybe that's even part of the practice of, is to have maybe one word, thought, planning, memories, and just offering or expressing a single note is a way that we acknowledge the thinking and allows the thinking to just go its way. So we can work with thinking by noticing the different formats, images versus voices, or the location in our experience in which those images or in which those voices occur. Or if it's not too complicated, we could also notice the quality of the activity of thinking. That is, Is it really rapid fire, or is it more languid? And it's perfectly fine if this isn't exactly clear. The last thing we want to do is create a big giant project for ourselves while we're meditating. And we're offering these as tools, as a way to support our being with what is, to support our stopping of making some experiences problems, and instead just being able to increase our capacity to be with whatever's arising. And of course, some of our thinking might be really compelling or have a real sense of pressure or a real strong urge to follow, real strong impetus to like get involved with this really juicy thought. If we are having that experience, then there might be just a gentle inquiry. Is there an emotion that's underneath this pressure to think? Is there something happening in our inner life that is in some ways like sprouting the thinking? And clearly, like, emotions are connected to some of the most sublime human experiences, the love and the joy and connection. Also connected to some of the awful experiences, grief, disgust, fear. And then there's so many emotions that are just really subtle, not too different than neutral, just maybe a slight leaning one way or the other. So whether these emotions are welcome or unwelcome, or whether we just barely even notice them, being with, noticing, experiencing our emotions can help us discover freedom in this domain also. By allowing the emotions themselves to have the freedom to flow through us, without our getting tangled up in them and demanding that the emotions be different, or demanding that the emotions go away, or so about if we can have some freedom in our relationship to our emotions, to our inner life, some ease, some openness, some spaciousness in relationship to our thoughts, to our emotions, and trying to change them. But as best we can to be with them in a way that doesn't propagate or promote them. And one of the best ways, the easiest ways, one of the ways that's the most accessible, in which we can be with these elements of our inner life, is to be with the physical sensations that are associated with them. To be with the bodily experience, which is a little bit more tangible, and of course, is always here. And is always now. Sometimes the physical sensations, the bodily sensations, the more tangible aspects of thoughts and emotions aren't so clear. Maybe with the most compelling ones, it's clear, but with the less compelling ones, maybe it's not so clear. So, can we be with, if there arises a sense of, oh, I should be able to figure this out, can we notice that that's a thought? Maybe notice the physical sensation of having this feeling of should. If there's a sense of frustration or a sense of making this a big project, I have to discover this. Can we notice what it feels like to have this sense of, okay, I have this big project. Okay, I have to figure this out. What's the felt experience of that? So it can be really helpful if we can trust and respect the process. The process of thoughts arising, we don't get to choose them. But we can impact our relationship, our response to them. Trust the process that emotions arise. We don't get to choose them either. But in the same way, can we notice the way in which they're being experienced? In particular, the way they might be fueling the thoughts and the physical aspects of them. In this way, to be present with our inner life as best we can, this can be transformative. There can be evolving a resolution, a movement, a metabolism of our emotions, of our thoughts, if we help create the container, the space in which this might happen, without insisting or sincerely wishing or pushing or pulling, trying to make them be something different. Maybe I'll say also this, that the way in which we pay attention has an effect, the manner in which we're doing it. So we might ask ourselves, is my being mindful of this experience helpful or not helpful? Are we being mindful of it in a way that we're getting a little bit tangled up? And in some way we might be really supporting that experience to stay there, to be there? Or is there a way in which we're being mindful, in which we're helping to create the space, the freedom, the awareness that allows the experience to move, evolve, shift, arise, and pass away? So this can be really helpful too. On occasion, this inquiry, is my being mindful, being present for this experience, is this helpful or not helpful? Is there a way that we can show up for our experiences, for this human life, in such the wide range that shows up with some care, with some kindness, some openness? So that our practice supports ourselves, but of course supports others too. Thank you.